But the word of God is not chained. As a first reading from St. Paul to Timothy in his second letter. It's a great line, and I was praying with that last night, how that really pricked my conscience, definitely. First, you know, do you remember in history that some people will say that the Catholic Church didn't share the Bible because it was on chains? Like, literally, it was. The reason why is because back in the day, there wasn't a publishing system to print the paper to be a Bible, the ones we see today. And it was like 400 or 500 years ago. And now, and praise God, I have several Bibles, like in my office in my house. But back in the day, you had monks and other people scribing the Bible in scrolls with ink, with the sheepskin. And so literally back in the day, the Bible was in chains because there was millions and millions of dollars if somebody grabbed it and stole it. You know, it's kind of like today, we have some things locked up in our church. Number one, Jesus in the tabernacle. We have three different keys to get into the tabernacle itself. So that was one thing. The second, you know, I thought of, you know, things that have happened in the history, but also what happens today. One, meaning those that persecute Christians. You know, they try to chain the word of God. But what Jesus says through St. Paul, but the word of God is not chained, therefore I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. That even in those worst times that we can remember, I think right away of the Holocaust, Auschwitz, that Catholics and Christians were still praying the rosary or praying with psalms, priests praying mass, that it wasn't chained. Perhaps they did physically to chain the word of God and persecute people or even murder them, but the word cannot be chained in our hearts. And the same thing today. Those times that we're kind of persecuted because we're Catholic, because we're Christian, because we're pro-life, because we want to support the poor, that we have a system in our Catholicism that we have a lot of important parts for us to not be chained on our hearts, because they aren't. A great thing to think again last, how often you, brothers and sisters, come to Mass and listen to the Bible at Mass. How many of you know so many stories of the Scriptures? You might not memorize them like our buddies at the Evangelical Church or the Baptist Church that can memorize the verses, but you guys know the Bible, and it's not chained on us or your hearts. So continue to be joyful with the Scriptures, to take that one thing each day to discern what God is talking to you, what the Spirit is giving you in your talent and your charisms, and continue to listen to God's Word.